Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'll tell you what, I looked at a deal that came across my desk today that was just pretty phenomenal. It was really phenomenal. This thing is producing or has the potential to produce 51% cash on cash returns. Yeah, you heard me correctly. 51% cash on cash return if you buy this deal. And I'm not here to sell you a deal. That's not what I do. I'm not a real estate agent. I'm not a real estate broker. I am a real estate investor. And when deals show up in my inbox, some of the deals are kind of like, I'll pass on it. Doesn't quite do for me what I want it to do. But then I get a deal like this one, and this is like a pretty incredible deal because this deal does everything that I want it to do for my portfolio. It gives me the cash on cash returns that I'm looking at. It's giving me actually some great capital gain returns, 181%. Yeah. So, wait a minute. You don't know exactly what I'm talking about. You don't know why I'm so excited about this particular deal. Well, let me share the information with you. I'm excited about this deal because if I were to buy this deal, it gets me closer to my end stated goal in life. That's right. Now, at one point, I was focused on my retirement. I was focused on getting myself to a place of retirement so that I could step away from a job that I didn't really enjoy doing. This is true. Now, I'm not talking about my career in the military. I enjoyed serving in the military. And although it didn't really set me up for financial freedom, I wouldn't take any of it back. I really wouldn't. I would do some things differently. Heck, I would have become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited a long time ago. And I would be so much farther down the road than I am now. But that's okay. I mean, we're all dealt the cards that we have to play with. And those are the cards that were dealt to me. But here's the thing. See, I'm working on this thing called the lifestyle. That's right. I am looking to buy assets that contribute to my portfolio, that continue to pay me cash flow, that continue to give me opportunities to capture equity, that allow me to grow the value of the properties over time. And as a result of that, it changes my station in life. It positions me one notch higher on the ladder that I'm climbing. So what I'm going to do today, I'm going to go back to my roots. That's right. I'm going to go all the way back to the United States Army. And there are actually some lessons that we teach in the United States Army that can help you as a real estate investor. And you're thinking, wait a minute, the Army's job is to kill the bad guys and to break their stuff. And I would answer, you are correct. That's exactly what the Army does. But here's one of the things that the Army does very, very well. It develops leaders. As a matter of fact, the Navy does a good job of it. The Marines do a good job of it. The Air Force does a good job of it. I'm pretty confident the Space Force does a good job of it. And the Coast Guard does a good job of it. See, the military backbone in our country is based on leadership. And one of the things that sets the United States military apart from a lot of other militaries that are out there, not all of them, but a lot of them, is the fact that we believe in leadership all the way through the ranks. That's right. See, leadership is not just the general riding around in his beautiful dress uniform on his pretty horse reviewing the troops. I mean, that is a form of leadership. But it's also that soldier down in the ranks that has responsibility for maybe three or four other soldiers to lead those soldiers into battle, to make sure those soldiers are trained, they're educated, that they understand the mission. so that when they go into harm's way, they're integrated with other leaders that are able to control the battlefield. Yeah, I know, I just went kind of deep on you there, but that's the kind of thing that we learn in the military. See, leadership is something that we practice in the military at the lowest level. We expect our soldiers, even at the lowest level, to become leaders, because that is how the United States military structure works. And it's actually a really good structure. See, back when I was very young, and the big threat that we were looking at, you know, after Ronald Reagan became president, was the Cold War, the Russians. I mean, I remember going through ROTC classes and getting all of this declassified information presented to us about the Russians. And the fact that the Russians, when you looked at their footprint for their forces, because we were concerned that was who our adversary was going to be, when you looked at the footprint, the Russians were actually bigger in size. They had more soldiers. They had more stuff for those soldiers. And when you kind of compared apples to apples, you kind of went, this doesn't look good for us. I mean, gosh, it's not fun taking on a fight that's 3-1 in favor of the other guy. But here's the big difference. And here's one of the things that was taught to me as a young cadet. If we were to ever go to fight the Russians, what you do is you concentrate your firepower on their officers, on their leaders. Because the Russians don't teach leadership down through the ranks. So in other words, if you kill the head of the snake dies. The difference with the United States Army, if you take me out, the next guy in line or the next gal in line steps up, because they understand the mission, they understand the purpose, they understand what we're trying to accomplish, and they continue the mission as if I was never there. So what we're going to talk about today is something called the troop leading procedures. This is information you're going to want to hear.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to talk about the 8 troop leading procedures. These are procedures that all soldiers in leadership positions are taught. So basically, everybody in the United States Army is taught this, except for brand new soldiers. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the way it works. When brand new soldiers get to their unit and spend some time in their unit, and they're eligible for their next professional leadership course, which I believe was called PLDC in my time. I don't know what they call it today, but platoon leader. Well, yeah. Anyway, these 8 steps create a framework that you can follow to solve problems. That's really why these exist. And this is why these exist in the United States military. Because things that we encounter are problems, and we are responsible to resolve those problems. Whether we're on a humanitarian aid mission, whether we're fighting the bad guys in Kandahar, whether we're hanging out in Iraq, chasing down Saddam Hussein, we use these troop leading procedures because they're time tested, they're battle tested, and they work. And they give us a framework that we can follow. You heard me correctly. A framework that we can follow when things get very, very bad, or we're like totally exhausted and our head isn't 100% in the game. Because that happens in combat. That happens in Army training. That's just the way it is. So the parallel I want to draw out for you is that at Lifestyles Unlimited, we give you something that we call the map. It is the roadmap to success. It shows you everything you need to know in order to be an effective real estate investor in either single-family properties or multifamily apartment communities. That's the roadmap. That is the tool that you use. But the 8 troop leading procedures can give you insight on how to utilize that map. It can give you procedures that you can use in order to affect that map. Let's get into what these troop leading procedures are. And I'm actually going to spend most of my time on the very first one, because the very first one is the foundational procedure. If you get the first one wrong, the rest of it really just doesn't kind of matter. Well, it does, but my point is this. It is better to get it as close to right as you can, but don't sacrifice on perfection. Don't think you have to be perfect. You just have to have an understanding. So the troop leading procedures are as follows. The first one is you receive the mission. The second one is issue a warning order. The third one, make a tentative plan. The fourth one, start necessary movement. The fifth one, reconnoiter. The sixth one, complete the plan. The seventh one, issue the complete order. And the eighth one, which is probably the most important one, even though I said the first one was, which is supervise. Have I got you all confused yet? Okay, I'm sure I've got you plenty confused. But let's get into these things and let's talk about these things. Because here's the parallel that I draw in my mind. In the Army, there is an overall mission to protect and defend the American way of life. I mean, that's really what it kind of boils down to. I mean, okay, we take an oath that says protect against all enemies, foreign and domestic, to obey the lawful orders of those appointed above us. Yeah, I mean, that's the oath of office that gives us kind of the framework. And our big job is to make sure the bad guys don't take over this country or our way of life. I mean, does that sum it up? I don't know. It's pretty elementary from my standpoint. But when you compare it to what I do now, because I'm not in the military, I've been retired for over 7 years. When you put it in the context of what I do for my life, my primary mission for my household is to develop assets that provide streams of income, opportunities for equity growth, and opportunities to transition out of certain assets into other assets. That's the big global picture. That's the way I look at my mission for my household, because I'm the guy that provides the financial influx for my family. Now, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we focus on this thing called a family office. I mean, that's one of the things that we talk about, the fact that you have a family office that controls all of these assets. And when you become truly, truly wealthy, you have one of these, because your sole purpose in life is to be the asset manager of all those different assets to make sure those assets are doing for you what you want them to do. Very important step. So when I look at the 8 troop leading procedures, I don't look at those from the standpoint of, okay, I do look at them from the standpoint of I'm an asset manager, but I like to use the 8 troop leading procedures when I'm doing what I did at the beginning of the show, which is analyzing a deal to see what the opportunities are. See, every deal that comes to me is a mission. It's a mission that I can choose to accept, or I can turn down. I don't have to accept all these missions. That's why it's a little different what I do now in comparison to what I used to do in the military, because no was never an answer. It was always, yes, sir, three bags full, salute the flagpole, drive on, look smart. I look at every deal that comes across my desk as a mission, as an opportunity. So the first thing I do is I receive that mission. And one of the things that we're taught in the military, that as a leader, you don't spend a lot of time doing your mission analysis. You don't. See, you've been trained effectively on how to do the business of the military. And we do the same thing at Lifestyles Unlimited. When you become a member, we train you to be effective so that you can analyze deal opportunities when they come across your desk. And you don't want to spend a lot of time doing that for a couple of reasons. One, your time is valuable. Two, when you know what you're looking for, you're able to eliminate the assets that don't appear to have the potential that you're looking for in a deal. Does that make sense? The other thing I think is very important is that if you do find that one that works for you, you have to reserve time for the members of your unit, we call them a team at Lifestyles Unlimited, to do the things that they need to do in order to be effective, to meet the mission intent. So in this particular case, I received a mission. I received a mission this morning of two properties that are available for sale. They have to be sold together. That's the way the current owner wants to sell them. And these particular properties are producing a 51% cash on cash return when combined and an equity capture of 181%. I think I might accept this mission. We come back from the break. I'll tell you what I'm going to do next.
Del Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So you're it. You're the leader. You are the leader of your family. You are responsible for the direction that your family goes. You are responsible for the livelihood of your family. You are also responsible for future operations and responsible for doing the things that are necessary to complete those future operations. Now, to me, future operations are to get to a point of retirement and to start building a lifestyle for yourself and your family. To me, that's your future op right there. That's my future op. That's what I've been working on ever since I left the military. And I'll tell you what, I ran into a snag. When I left the military, I get a pension. But that pension doesn't pay me what I was earning when I was on active duty and I had to go back into the workforce. And I found myself in cubicle hell and I was not happy. Not happy at all. And then I stumbled across Lifestyles Unlimited. I went in and took a listen to what they had to say. And I realized that they were actually providing something that was legitimate, something that was of value to me. I became a member. 2 years later, I achieved retirement. And now I'm working on the lifestyle. And so what I'm doing now is I'm sharing with you what we call the troop leading procedures. These are procedures that are taught to every leader, no matter what level of leadership in the military. The generals utilize this, the corporals utilize this, and everybody in between. Yeah, it's the way the Army functions, and it's a technique that you can use to to stay on top of your day-to-day activities, the things that you're trying to do to retire yourself. Now, we talked about receiving the mission, and to me, the mission is an opportunity to buy a piece of real estate. So you have to receive that mission. And then what you do is you issue a warning order. That's right. Based on the tentative information that you received about the potential property, you need to make sure that the people that are a part of your team know that they may be going forward on the mission with you. People like your general contractor, people like your roofing guy, people like your foundation guy, people like your painter, people like everybody that is on your team, to include your lender, your real estate attorney, and your CPA. You let them know, okay, I'm going forward with this. Because some of these people may need to act immediately. Some of these people will be like, okay, good for you. Probably your CPA is good for you. But I'll tell you what, that general contractor, you need to know what that person's availability is. Because if you're going to go forward with this thing, they need to be a part of it. Unless you have mastered the skill of estimating cost, which you can master over not a very long period of time. You can figure this out pretty quick. But your general contractor is in the business, and that's why you want that person on your team. So you will issue that warning order, let them know the mission or the nature of the operation. In other words, hey, I've got a property on XYZ Street I'm interested in. Are you available? That's really what you need to know. Because what you're going to do next is you're going to make a tentative plan. You're going to, based on the fact that you know what this property can do for you, you've contacted all the people on your team. You've contacted your primaries, and you've contacted your secondaries in case your primary is not available. Oh, did you just pick up a tip there? You did. Make sure you have multiple people in certain elements on your team. We'll teach you these things when you become a member. So you're going to make a tentative plan now. And basically what that tentative plan is, a little bit more of a deep dive from you from a financial standpoint, because the initial numbers looked okay. Now you've got to get the rest of the numbers together. So you're going to do some estimates based on what you know about the property. You haven't had an opportunity to get to the property yet, but you have some basic information. And of course, you're going to be relying on the real estate agent that brought you the deal or the wholesaler that brought you the deal to get you additional facts about what's going on with that property, because information is extremely valuable. And as you put your tentative plan together, you're going to have an idea of what you need to do to accomplish the goal of acquiring, renovating, and putting that property back into active, useful life. Yeah, that's the way it works. So after you've put that tentative plan together, the next thing you do is something called start the necessary movements. Yeah, you need to make sure that everybody can arrive at a certain time period to inspect the property. So you're going to make those arrangements. And you're not going to physically make your contractor get in your car and you're going to drive him over to the property, unless, of course, that's what you want to do. But you're going to coordinate necessary movement. You're going to make sure that people can get to that property when you have the opportunity to inspect that property. And depending on the type of the deal, you may not have the opportunity to go in the property, but at least you can stand across the street and observe the property, because that's step number 5, reconnoiter. That's right. You're actually going to get to the site. And if you have the opportunity to go in, because maybe you have the opportunity to, you've been able to potentially put the property under contract as part of your tentative plan, maybe you can walk the property. Maybe you can look inside of it. And of course, you're going to take your contractors with you. You're all going to walk that property at the same time. And the key thing there is this. You want to put the least inconvenience on the person that's living in that property, whether it's a resident, whether it is a owner, whoever that is. You don't want to keep bombarding them time and time and time again. People after people walk through their property. So you're going to do that recon all at once. And that recon is going to generate valuable information for you. Information that you need so that you can do what's called complete the plan. In other words, you start figuring out what exactly these costs are to do the renovations necessary to bring this property back to its glory days. Your general contractor is going to provide you numbers. If you choose to be your own general contractor, that's okay too. but make sure you have all the right tradespeople there to provide you bids on the property. And you're going to get really good at understanding costs. Trust me. One of the reasons we do what we call road trips for our Challenge and Preferred members is to give them that opportunity to physically be in a property. And we actually break the entire property down. We look at a property, we analyze it, we break it down, we come up with costs, and we do these things so that you can learn, so that you can get more information. And as you become more of a seasoned investor, you have an understanding of what the cost to do the business of renovation is, because that is a component of what we do. And understanding and controlling those costs is important for you to achieve the financial goals that you've set for yourself with this asset. Remember, this asset is your mission. Whether you choose to accept it or reject it, this asset is your mission, and you are now completing the plan. You're now getting a firm understanding of what this property is going to require and whether or not you should move forward. That brings us to the seventh step, which is to issue the complete order. Yeah, so in the real estate context, what that really means, it really means you make sure that the property is under contract. You make sure all of your contractors, all the members of your team have given you a green light. They're ready to go. You've got a plan to acquire, close, renovate, put a great resident in, get the property leased out, convert it to long-term financial, conventional financing. And now you have an asset producing. We come back for the break. Step 8.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So I've been sharing with you what the United States Army does with regards to leading and leadership in general. You see, they developed this thing called the Troop Leading Procedures. It's an eight-step process that leaders at all levels utilize to make sure that they are doing correct mission analysis, to make sure that they are doing the things that are necessary to plan and execute a mission. And you, as a real estate investor, you need to do the same thing. Yeah, the way I see it, I look at my mission in life as to be the one that provides for my family, and to provide a legacy to my children so that the assets that I acquire while I'm alive pass on to them as effectively as possible. Because I don't want my kids to kind of start where I started, which was with absolutely nothing. Absolutely zero. Okay, I had a little more than zero. But you get my point. Yeah, there was no silver spoon in my mouth. Probably not in your mouth either. I would have been lucky if I had a plastic spoon. Yeah. Yeah, it's just the way it is. But my mission in life right now is to change all of that. To make sure that my children start in a better financial position when I pass away, than I was in when my parents passed away. Because my parents were doing what society says to do. Try and save money. And pray you save enough money that you can live off of it. And then it doesn't run out before you pass away. And unfortunately, my parents, they were never able to save up any money. There was no retirement money. Their retirement plan was Social Security. And I got to watch them try and make that work. And it didn't work very well. As a matter of fact, my parents in older life had to either live with myself and my family or my brother and his family. Because they just couldn't survive on Social Security alone. And they didn't make enough money through life, nor did anybody advise them about the things that I am doing now to completely change that dynamic in my world. And you can do that too. I mean, I'm here to tell you, this Lifestyles Unlimited thing, it is not a bunch of smoke and mirrors. There's no guy hanging out behind the curtain, pulling all the levers. Nothing to see here. No, that's not what our culture is about. See, we're a real estate investor, education, and mentoring company. That's what we do. Those are the services we provide. And we help people change their lives one asset at a time. We can help you get retired in 5 years or less. It's going to take a little work on your part, a little effort. But I'll tell you what, 5 years is a much better game plan than the game plan you're on right now. And if you're stuffing a bunch of money in that 401k and you're looking at that account balance going, that looks pretty healthy. Maybe you ought to take a step back and realize if you took that money and repurposed it and put it into assets that paid you income streams, maybe you could get to a point of retirement in the next 5 years instead of working your way through corporate America or military service or whatever you're doing right now on that 40-year game plan. Five is better than 40. So what I'm sharing with you today are leadership techniques that were drilled into me, literally drilled into me as an Army cadet, and later as an Army officer, because this is how we conduct business. So I gave you the first seven. The last one is, in my opinion, well, I don't know which way to go with this, because I want to say it's more important than the first one, but the first one's very important because without the first one, you don't even get to the last one. So maybe they're equally important. Maybe that's where my brain needs to go. But the last one is this. Supervise. It doesn't say micromanage. It doesn't say go do your troops' jobs for them. Supervise. You see, once you've issued that order, once you've pushed the go button on this asset, you've got it under contract, and you're working with your hard money lender who's part of your team, and you get that property closed, and now you've got access to the property. Now you've got your teams going in, doing the things that they need to do. You're not standing there every day watching them work. No. Your job is to supervise. That means periodically check in on their performance. Now that may mean physically going to the property. Or maybe like Isaac, my buddy who lives in Miami, who owns all of his properties in Houston. That's doing a FaceTime thing on his phone. Technology has made the supervise thing way easier than when I was younger. So think about it. You've got this asset that's being reconfigured, being brought back to its glory days. And the people in the neighborhood are noticing this. And of course, you started marketing for a great resident the day you took possession of that property. You let people know that that property is going to be for rent. And people see that property is being fixed up. And you know what? It generates interest. Because most of the people looking for good, clean, functional workforce housing out there look at some really nice properties like we provide at Lifestyles Unlimited. and a lot of not so nice properties that people just go out and buy because they think, well, real estate investing, I'll just drop 20% down on this property. I won't fix anything up. I'll put a resident in there. I'll lease it. Maybe I'll let them paint the interiors all kinds of different colors. Those people don't know what they're doing. I have a business plan. The business plan that I follow is a business plan that was laid out for me by Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited. It took me 16 hours of time and attention to learn that. But once I learned it, holy smokes, what a game changer. I mean, it is so much easier to understand the path of least resistance than it is to keep fighting on multiple fronts trying to figure out which one might penetrate. So let me get back to this deal that triggered this whole conversation today. I don't have a lot of time left, so I'm not going to give you a ton of information about this deal, but I will tell you this. This particular deal, what makes this deal like super, super, super attractive is it's got all these great elements to it. It's an older property. Actually, it's two older properties that are owned by one gentleman, and he chooses to sell the properties together. He doesn't want to sell them piecemeal. We don't know why. We just know if you buy it, you buy both. Okay, totally cool. Then we'll do the mission analysis based on what we know. And the mission analysis comes back and tells me I can buy both properties for less than $150,000. And the after repair value on these things is right at the $214,000 price point. Meaning when these properties are all fixed up and their glory days are returned, that's the combined appraisal price for these properties. Now, it's going to take some rehab. It's going to take some closing costs. But when you settle through all of those numbers, here's what the dust leaves you. Your total out-of-pocket to do this deal is $20,000. It's actually not quite $20,000. Yet it has the potential to return cash flows of $850 a month. That's the combined cash flow that comes off of both of these properties. That is outstanding cash flow. You're looking at over $10,000 a year in income. So what you're doing is you're investing $20,000 to get $10,000 in income back. That's a 51% return on your money, and that's just on the cash flow. As you're probably aware, if you hold these properties, let's say you hold them for 5 years and you decide to sell them. Based on the future values of the properties, I'm looking at around $254,000 in future values. If you sold both those properties in 5 years, I am estimating an adjusted capital gain of over $100,000 returned to you. Yeah, that is a 508% return on your investment. And if you take into account all the cash flows that you've received, the $50,000 in cash flow over 5 years, you're getting like 764% return on an original $20,000 investment. Why are you in the stock market? Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. We'll show you how we do business. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.